The kids who participate in Bright Futures are required to commit in 10th grade. It's not for everyone because the meetings, the family engagement, and the overall expectations are rigorous. The opportunity to attend college is one thing, but the Ed Foundation states that just 11% of first-generation college students graduate. The Bright Futures mentors help students choose the right school, manage financial aid applications, and meet deadlines. They get help with resume writing and interviewing, and as they progress through the high school years, they learn about social and emotional skills needed to succeed in college. Park City High School senior Sikali Garcia said the program isn't just centered on the student because going to college takes a supportive family.
And it's also like awesome because they involve our parents a lot. They take them to a college trip. They have meetings for themselves a couple times every other month. So they get them involved too, which is like awesome. So they like educate our parents as well. So it's just like a really like beautiful bond.
Garcia said she wants to study education and go to South Korea and teach English after college. She's applied to a study abroad internship program there this summer. She said the support received from Bright Futures mentors had changed her mentality and her family's view of what is possible.
It was this really long application that I was just really complicating wording and everything. And Nikki helped me with that and with the recommendation and everything. And right now I'm at the finalist stage and I'll find out this month if I go to South Korea. You can dream as far as you want to and they'll support you in anything. Those dreams of mine, like me going to China my junior year, I worked really hard for it and it seemed like a really unrealistic dream to do all these things, but mentors there, they really push you and they're like, you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Rodolfo Conejo is in 10th grade and his first year with Bright Futures. He has many interests and hasn't decided his path in college yet.
That, and I'm hoping to expand my horizon and do important work. For example, during the summer, I am planning to internship at a few wildlife conservation centers here in Park City. So I'm kind of exploring a lot of options right now. And wildlife conservation is really something that would be interesting to me.
Conejo enjoys the culinary arts and sciences and is taking chemistry this year. He said he is beginning to consider different college majors.
I have begun getting quite a few emails from colleges from Arizona, Utah, California, even from all the way in Montana recently, from Colorado and a bunch of colleges. And I am currently exploring those colleges, seeing like what majors there are, what programs there are.
Conejo is an only child, and he will be the first to attend college in his family. Garcia has an older sister in college. If you want to learn more about the Bright Futures program, go to pcef4kids.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.